Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, May the 4th of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, where I live. In the honor of Star Wars, I do say, May the 4th be with you. But, Emily, you never watched too many of those movies, did you? Of course, to each their own, as far as that goes. But it's actually May the 4th be with you, but due to the whole Star Wars thing, they always say on May the 4th, they always say May the 4th be with you. It's something that I had found out years ago, and so whenever I have a show on the 4th of May, I have a tendency to say, you know, May the 4th be with you. And I had done that last year and the day before, and so I think it's kind of funny, to be honest with you, as they say to each their own, but I think it's funny nonetheless. But anyhow, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and I want to encourage you, you know, at some point, either on Mother's Day, you know, go see your mother. Or if you don't live near your mother, call her. Let her know you appreciate her. And, you know, if you live where you can go see her, you know, make her something or take her to dinner or something like that, you know. And so, whether you like your mother or not, hopefully you love her, she's the one who brought you into the world. And so I love mine. Does everyone always like theirs? Of course not. But you should still love them, at least. And whoever your mother is, God gave you that mother. And, of course, you don't get a choice as to who your mother is. And so that's just something to think about. And maybe with Mother's Day being on Sunday, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to take your mother to church. You know, unless she's like mine. My mother goes to the same church that I go to. And so I always make sure that I see my mother on Mother's Day. I always do. Because to me, it is important. Now, last year was kind of weird in the way that my mom was actually sick on Mother's Day. So in my mind, that was actually kind of odd, but sometimes you just go with the flow and it is what it is. And sometimes you just have to roll with it, because I had been at my mom's house down there in Clarkston overnight, and then on Sunday morning, found out my mom wasn't doing so hot. So I ended up coming up here to go to church without my with just my dad and not my mom. And it was different because it was Mother's Day and Mother wasn't there. But made it work, as they say. And this year is the first Mother's Day in 3 years that you actually have everything that's basically wide open. Because 2020, you know, you had the shutdown, lockdown, shut up, do what I say, you know, whatever you want to call it. That's what it was. And the fact that it was going on during Easter and then Mother's Day tells me that it was designed to be what it was on purpose. Not an accident, not a coincidence either. I feel bad for those people who the last couple of years, who maybe their mothers live in a senior facility or what have you, and their children and grandchildren could not go see her. And prayerfully this year they will get to. So Mom, if you're listening, thank you so much for being my mom, for, you know, being there for me, loving on me, which is what a mother should be doing. And so thank you, not only to my mother, but also to all of the other moms out there that are listening to the program. Because after all, Sunday is Mother's Day. And if you're thinking of what to get her something she'll actually like. You know, like good flowers, what have you, whatever it is that she'll want. And then when Father's Day comes in a month, find out what he wants. Don't just assume and get him a tie. He might not wear that tie. And my dad, he'll wear them at church, but he almost dislikes those as much as he does the face diaper. Because, to be honest with you, they're not just masks, they're face diapers. Because those things They're not good. And I have to wear them whenever I go into, you know, certain medical facilities where they still have you wear them. And about that, to reach its own. And so but honestly, I can think of multiple times that mom has been there for me, like throughout all those times that I was little and going through all those medical things, those surgeries, all that stuff. She was a trooper. I don't think she really just let it all get to her. In that way of being like, okay, that's it. But, and over the years, those times that I've needed, truly needed help with things, and she's, you know, helped me. And and yes, when I was little, the scrapes and bruises that wound up being washed in the bathtub. In the mud, taken off of you. I'm sure you had that, Emily, right? Those times that you got scraped and all that, maybe a little bloody, and they had to be washed off in the bathtub. But I mean, when I was little, a few times I had that. I'm sure you might have had that a few more times than you would like to admit, too. And it just got washed off. Didn't necessarily get spanked for it. Even though, but as I said yesterday, you know, your mom told you to eat your vegetables and your other stuff. She also told you that beds were not trampolines. And yes, sometimes she would drag you to Chick-fil-A or up here, McDonald's on the way to soccer practice. Or in my brother's case, baseball practice. In the little car, we did. We had a couple different minivans back in the day. We had a couple different minivans. But, you know, back in the 1990s, that was a cool thing for all these different people to be driving minivans. You heard that, right, Emily, that back in the 90s, before you were born, minivans were the rage. Yes, yeah. Yep. Yep. I think more, almost, not quite, but almost more moms than not had them. They were the cool things. They were like the mom vehicle or the soccer mom vehicle or whatever you want to. Yeah. There was the rage at the time. And right around the time I started paying attention to those sliding doors when I was like 9 or 10, to how many people had them, they started being less common suddenly. And it'd be real easy to get somewhere, be getting out of your car and hearing of a sliding door. No, you don't see, now you rarely ever see any minivans, Emily, huh?
Not as much as I used to.
But yes, we had one. From like between 95 and early 98. And then again, a few years later, we had another one. Of course, now, my favorite is, of course, the SUV. And I like to say, you know, I like to say God created the SUV. Maybe that's, and you know what, listeners? I kind of think that that's what he would drive. I think that's what Jesus would drive. I think he would drive a nice SUV. And, for those of you who think it would be electric, I would say no. Has a motor in it. You know, nice. Maybe a V8. I think it has a V8 in it. Heated seats. Maybe some cooled seats. A cup holder that keeps your ice cold Coca-Cola cold. Yes, even if you bought it from, whether you bought it from a McDonald's or from a grocery store or wherever you got it from, it'll keep it cold. And a video and a movie thing, a big TV, a nice TV in there, like what like I was told about yesterday, right, Emily? Because remember, we're going up there in our van to watch the movie. Not really, just kidding. Wasn't about so like and all that. My Aunt Shelley once had a minivan that was almost like a minivan / SUV type thing, and it had a big TV type thing in it that you could watch movies in. And I thought that was cool. And we'd watch Little Bear, Blue's Clues, and all that other stuff. Like in heaven, if we're driving down the streets of gold, you know, in the chariot, I want to be able to watch heaven flicks in it. What would that be? Different videos maybe of us on Earth or whatever, or I don't know. I don't know what the heaven flicks will be. It's just my idea of what we might watch in heaven. Just trying to imagine. But enough on that. All right. There are a couple of quick things that I want to remind you of. First of all, I want to remind you of our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. My mom wrote it in obedience to God. As she said yesterday, she had never written a book before. She hadn't seen herself as an author even. But she did it out of obedience to God. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about it. Again, that is rivers with an I of miracles.com to find out information about the book and how to buy it and bless someone else with it. The other thing that I want to mention to you really quick is the PayPal. I want to encourage you, go online to PayPal.com. If you want to sow a seed in the Miracle Man program. And when you get on there, you can type in my name in the search bar, which is Rivers Shukla. And how you spell that is R-Y-V, as in Victor, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I would like you to keep in mind, please, is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please take a note of it. Please do. And whatever you sow is between you and God. It's not for me to decide for you. It's between you and God. And the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is He who soweth sparingly will also reap sparingly. Even though he just sows sparingly, like whenever he can, or just doesn't sow that much for whatever reason, he reaps. But it's sparingly. Now he who soweth bountifully also reaps. But that person will reap a lot more. They'll reap bountifully because they sowed more. And as I tell you before, God looks at the heart. So it's not just necessarily based on dollar amount. Or so as I said, he who soweth, reapeth. And we reap what we sow, which is very true. That we reap what we sow. So, that's something to think of as you sow your seed tonight. And I always pray over your seed as you sow it. And so, that's a good thing to be thinking about. Now we're going to sing a couple songs and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord for tonight. Hope fills my soul, the love that you've shown. For you have broken the chains, now your peace fills my soul. I spirit your home. You have broken the chains. You are glorious. You are holy, holy. The nations will shout, for you are holy, holy. My soul cries out, you are worthy, worthy. The nations will shout, you are holy, holy. Oh, 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 oh. Peace. My soul, the love that you've shown. For you have broken the chain, and now joy, it fills my life. Your spirit, your life. I am endowed by the kindness of Christ. You are glorious. You are holy, holy. The nations will shout, for you are worthy, worthy. My soul cries out, you are holy, holy. The nations will shout, for you are worthy, worthy. Oh. At the sound of our praise, the heavens will shake and the earth will move. And at the sound of our praise, the heavens will shake and the earth will move. And at the sound of our praise, the heavens will shake and the earth will move. And at the sound of our praise, the heavens will shake and the earth will move. You are glorious. You are worthy, worthy. The heavens will shout, for you are worthy, worthy. My soul cries out, you are holy, holy. The nations will shout, for you are worthy, worthy. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Into your hands I commit again. With all I am for you, Lord. You hold my hand, my Lord, in the palm of your hands, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I walk with you wherever you go, through the tears and joys, I'll trust in you. And I will live in all of your ways, your promises forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I will worship, I will worship you, I will worship, I will worship you, I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a wonderful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing comes compared to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, it's the boast of sin and grace. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Master, that your hand is on us. Your hand is on our life, and we thank you, Lord God, that for what you are to us. Thank you, Master. But you're helping us to walk through this life. That you are our leader, you are our God, you are our shepherd. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in our lives right now. That you're ministering to each and every one of us. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, that you're just that you're just making us into who you want us to be. And I thank you that you are doing that right now as we speak. Thank you for this time and your word tonight. That people would learn things about you tonight that they might not know. And now, Lord God, I thank you that you're meeting the needs of those that are listening tonight. That you're taking away all sickness and disease. That you are just healing our bodies, healing our minds. That you're taking away all fear and anxiety from us. Whatever it is. Whether it's about the days ahead or whatever it is. And I thank you, Master, that your hand is on us right there, right now, healing our bodies, strengthening our minds. Providing us with what it is that we're believing for from you. Now I'll make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program, and most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's make our Bible confession because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. It is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn with me, please, if you will, to the book of Luke, chapter 4. Luke 4, we're going to see what all the Lord has for us tonight. And I want to encourage you, stay focused, stay with us. Whatever I do here, you do where you are. So I don't want you to just stay there where you want to be a spectator. Participate. Because I believe that's how you're going to get the most out of this. So Luke 4, And I'm going to begin with verse 1. Hallelujah. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during these 40 days. And at the end of them, he was hungry. So the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell the stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all of their authority and splendor. For it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone that I want to. So, if you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem, had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels charge concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all of this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Jesus returned to Galilee, the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners or the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this scroll to me. Prophesy. Heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. I tell you the truth, she continued. No prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Isaiah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years. And there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in that time of Elijah the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman, the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked through the crowd and went on his way. Verse 31. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because the message had authority. In the synagogue, there was a man who was possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Ah, what do you want with us, Jesus, Son of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, "What is this teaching? That authority and power, with authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the synagogue, the surrounding area. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she got up at once and began to wait on them. When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sicknesses and diseases, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. So what you see here is that was near the start of Jesus' ministry. And he was going to Capernaum, and he went to Nazareth, but people there had rejected him. They had rejected him. They had rejected him because they didn't like what he had been doing. And then Jesus says, you know, a prophet is not welcome in his own town. And why that is, I don't know. I truthfully and honestly don't know why that is true, but it is. So, I mean, according to what was written in the chapter, it was how it was written in that chapter. So, but first he was tempted by the devil for 40 days, 40 nights. He wasn't eating anything during the 40 days and the 40 nights. He was fasting. But at the end of the 40 days and the 40 nights, he was hungry. And then the devil is telling him, you know, he's basically telling him, command the stone to become bread. And then he says, well, if you're the Son of God, he takes him to the high point of the temple in Jerusalem, and he says, well, if you're the Son of God, why not throw yourself down? And he tries to quote the Bible. The devil knows the Bible. And I can see why some people might think he doesn't know the Bible. The truth is, the devil was booted. Lucifer was booted from heaven. He took a third of the angels with him. They were deflocked because of what they had done. And he tempts people. That's what was happening to Jesus. Was that he was being, as I said, tempted by the devil. And he wasn't meant to be just the devil was tempting, and Jesus kept telling him no, and kept quoting verses to him, like, it is written, don't put, you know, worship the Lord your God, serve him only. Because the devil was trying to get Jesus to worship him. And let me tell you, the devil, he'll try to persuade you. He might not necessarily talk to you personally, but, you know, there's vices and all these things. And we ought not be giving place to the devil in our life. We should be giving no place to the devil or to demonic spirits in our lives. Let me tell you this. The devil came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Let me tell you something. That does not sound to me like life abundantly, everlasting life. That's Jesus. He came to give life, and life abundantly. You know what else he came to do? Restore. God's a restorer. The devil's not going to restore. He came to destroy. But God came to restore. The devil, he came to kill, steal, destroy. So, later on in that same chapter, he casts devils out of a couple of different people. The first one, all these demons are talking all at once, and it's like they're in unison. Like this man has multiple demons. And the demon's like, "What do you want with us?" He's like, "I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God." He tells them to be quiet and to come out. The demon comes out without injuring that man. He casted him out. He didn't just speak kindly to him and say, "If you want to come out, go ahead and come out. You don't necessarily have to come out if you don't want to. Just, you know, you shouldn't mess around with that stuff. You don't mess around with that stuff. You don't give place to the devil either. You should be giving no place to him at all." And then later on, one night, sunset, he brings all these different people I brought to Jesus that need healing in their bodies, along with some who need demons cast out of them. And he healed them all. Not a select few. Didn't say, "Oh." He didn't go around and say, "Well, those of you certain ones are going to get healed tonight. All you other certain ones over here, you will not get healed tonight. But you might or might not at a later day." Nope. He healed them all. He laid his hands on them individually. And every one of them, every one of those people who were there, who needed to be healed of a sickness or disease, well, had an evil spirit. They were cast out. And these people were healed. And in case you're wondering, we're not talking about like the kitchen sink making some certain noise or anything like that. No, we're talking serious stuff. And people may say, people may try to say, you know, well, why do we got all this stuff going on right now in our country with all this stuff on the border and all this other stuff? Why, you know, why is crime so high? Why is this? Why is that? Let me tell you, there's the devil loose. There's the devil loose. And we're to give no place to the devil and instead be turned on to the things of God. Not the things of the world or the things of the devil. Because we're the called out ones. And Dr. Sumwell. Dr. Sumwell used to be able to tell someone had a demon. I can tell you certain instances that I've heard of with Dr. Sumrall and everything like that, but I'm not going to get into all of that. Even Adam, he was tempted by that serpent. He gave in. And the evil spirit's trying to get on your children or your spouse, you take authority over that thing and you bind it. You say, in the name of Jesus, I curse this spirit. There is one spirit that operates. My children or my spouse or whatever. And it's the Spirit of God. You see, Jesus gave unto us power to tread on snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy. And he said, nothing will harm you. That doesn't mean we go play with fire and all that other stuff, but what he's saying there is that he gave us dominion. He gave us power to tread on snakes and scorpions. He didn't give unto the devil power to tread on us. The devil doesn't have the power that God does. But he's forceful. God is not forceful. And he loves you and I. God does. And he cares about us. He wants to see us make it. And I love you. And you've been fellowshipping with demonic things and all these different mediums and these different things that people do with psychics and the like. I have a question. How do they know your future? How can they predict? God didn't give that to them. But if I were you, I'd get away from that stuff and get turned on to God. Because God has the real answer. And I'm not saying this to try to bring, judgment, to try to hurt you or anything like that, but I care about you. And you know what else? I want to see you make heaven. I want to see you make heaven. If you're having fellowship with the things that are anti-God, like all the stuff that's not of God, and all those mediums, witches, and all that other stuff, you're not going to be as apt to make heaven. You're hurting yourself. So why not repent of all that stuff? Get tuned unto God and live for Him. Like I said, it's not a rebuke unless you need it. Because I love you and God loves you. And I want to see you make it. I want to see you get healed, get free, get delivered. I want to see in our churches demons being casted out of people again. There was a day where that was more common. I want to see it again. Because it's the will of God for us to be free. Not to be bound by all kinds of stuff. And all kinds of sin and all kinds of other stuff like that. In certain countries during the whole COVID thing, people could not go to church. To be healed. People could not go to church. People could not go, to the house of God and do that stuff. But you know what they did, Demon Central, in certain places? Witch doctors. The fake healers. People could go there. But they couldn't go to the house of God. Now that is messed up to the core. Dave Miracle, did you say that was messed up? Yeah, I did. Because it was, because it is messed up. We're in the day now that they all call good evil and evil good. Because it's the last days. And Jesus warned us that these days would come. They're here. They're not coming anymore. They're here. We're so close. There's nothing more that has to happen biblically before the rapture takes place. Sorry about that. I was just checking my clock real quick. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you, Master, that we would get back in line with your word, that we would have no fellowship with demons or demonic forces or any of that stuff, that we would not play with that, that we would get off of the devil's playground, and that we would get back to this, how you called us to be, that we would trust in you, not trust in all this other stuff, that we would just realize that you have the answer. We don't need to turn to all these other things. I just thank you, Lord, for what you are to us, who you are to us, that you are strengthening us into who you want us to be. Thank you, Lord God, that we would actually do this word, put this word into practice, and not be hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. In terms of sports, you have the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Hopefully we don't have another incident where the horse has to be disqualified for any reason. Now, a few years ago, we had a certain horse that had to be disqualified right after the race was over. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. And they can be ran the right way. Also, the Tiger season rolls on. And hopefully they can win some more games, especially as we have warmer weather coming. Folks, starting next week, folks, we have 80s for big swaths of the country, including all the way up here. Finally, it's about time. Unfortunately, one of the maintenance men at my apartment complex disagreed with me and said yuck to me when I said, yay, I want 80 degree weather, because someone else was saying something. But I'm like, well, we need it. Okay, enough of that. But as I said, happy early Mother's Day to all you moms who are tuned in. To all your husbands there and all your sons and daughters, be kind to your mother. Be nice to her. She's the one who brought you into the world. Now I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no COVID. None of this evil stuff will come near us or our immediate loved ones. We have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And I say, Father, I say, listeners, I sure love you. Amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.